Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Hey, Democrats, your desperation is showing, and in your desperation to cover up the theft of the 2020 election, Democrats continue to make big mistakes. Now that the truth emerges about January 6th, where the Democrats worked in conjunction with the FBI and Antifa to disrupt peaceful protesters who were protesting the coup that occurred in the presidential election of 2020, Democrats dig deeper in their pit of hell. Their new strategy, arrest Trump for a misdemeanor, for something that we pretty much at this point know he didn't do. It's not enough that the party of lynching of Negroes has gone after Trump for Russian collusion and everything else, and that they've watched the outcome of this. And it doesn't end well for them. They still continue to dig. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. This is an interesting time right now that we live in, because we can see such with obvious clarity what the Democrats are doing. And while many Americans, including many now former Democrats, anguish over this obvious political witch hunt against Trump, number 17 and counting, probably number 1,753 and counting, many other Americans have begun to laugh at the absurdity of what's happening.
You guys really going to arrest Trump? You know this is only going to make him more popular?
Yes, folks, we have reached the comedic level on this story. Chris Rock, are you guys really going to arrest Trump? Do you know this is only going to make him more popular? It's like arresting Tupac. He's just going to sell more records. But he goes on to say, are you stupid? Folks, I'm telling you, this is going to blow up in the faces of the left. And as I predicted on the Tuesday, I predicted it on Monday. I said they're not going to arrest him. It didn't happen on Tuesday. Whatever they do, I'm telling you, it will backfire. However it plays out, and I know we've got all the updates.
Trump's indictment, and he'll be arraigned next week, and blah, blah, blah.
I'm telling you, it's become laughable. And when it gets down to the level of absurdity to where comedians start to deal with it, then you got a problem. By the way, this is why I talked to you about the Unapologetically American Comedy Tour. Why you need to go to topcomedyshow.com and donate. Chris Rock will do more to make this absurd than anybody else. I mean, comedians will. I'm not just saying Chris Rock. Wait until more people start talking about this. Can you imagine us on tour, me, Tim, and Brad, and others talking about this nonsense? That's powerful. And let me tell you, when you go to the site where I found this clip, or did you guys find it or did I find it? I think I found it. Anyway, there's a battle. We'll have a battle royale of who actually found this clip. But there was a guy that produced an album cover, Trump, Me Against the World. It looks like an album cover, and it has 7 songs listed. 1, All Lies on Me. 2, Russia Love. 3, Impeachment Party. 4, Hit 'em Up, Obama Diss Track. 5, Stormy Got a Baby. 6, Wonder Why They Call You Snitch. And 7, Dear Putin. And what's funny about it is the guy, he's obviously pro-Trump, but he's mocking the left for all the things that supposedly Trump has been involved in. And what it is, it's an homage to everything that Trump has essentially thrown in the face of the Democrats. You know, it's funny, when you keep accusing
people, conservatives, of being something, and every time you turn around, we validate that it's you.
Oh, they're very dangerous people.
Then we find out you're the dangerous people.
Oh, they will incite riots.
Oh, we find out you incite riots.
Oh, they will, the vaccine is not safe, you know, under Trump, but it's safe under Biden. Then you find out, no, it wasn't safe under anybody. And then you find out all the collusion that went into that.
You find out that the FBI is just part of the Democrat machine, and on and on. And every time you turn around, Trump's going, I told you. I tried to warn you. So, again, comedy, levity, brings it to the fore. And Chris Rock talked about Nancy Pelosi's husband when he talked about, he's the only guy I know that feels what I'm feeling when I got slapped. You know, things like that. This is what comedy does. But let me tell you what it also does. It underlies the seriousness of everything that's going on. And how you need to, you can laugh at it, but you got to be able to look at the most clever comedy, which I'm proud to say I think I write, is about what's the underlying thing that's surrounding that little comic morsel. Right now, we got a bunch of material. I can't wait to get back on the road again. On the road again. Can't wait. Anyway, while the rest of the world is focusing on the nonsense of this New York AG, I got to get a few other things in here. Because if we keep getting distracted, we're not going to win. And let me give you an example of a distraction. Classified documents. Trump gets raided in Mar-a-Lago.
We found classified documents.
They were stored. Trump had, in his, as president, he could declassify anything. Whatever he took, declassify. They raid him. They make a mockery of it, right? Then, what happens? We find out Joe Biden's got classified documents. Nothing there with Trump. But now Biden's got classified documents tucked in multiple places, no, not locked up in his garage. He gets kicked out of the media cycle. Those documents are far more problematic for Biden, far more problematic for the country, because we know Hunter had access to them. Everybody that went to his house, his think tank, all kinds of people. There's a question of, why did you have a $1,000 an hour attorney searching for stuff versus a clerk? And I could go on. What else? I've talked to you guys about this. We're not talking about this looming banking crisis, what people are calling the worst potential banking crisis since the first one.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Texas Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
The positioning of Ron DeSantis has already begun. I talked about this on my episode of Sneak Peek, and the two big stories right now, they're really not as big as people say, but of course Trump's arrest and indictment and arraignment, which is nothing more than subterfuge, and just like the classified documents fiasco, this will disappear like a fart in a hurricane. Welcome folks, Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. It's just meant to deflect from what's really happening in the country, but the other big story, if you want to think of it this way, is the battle royale between Trump and DeSantis. But the real story is this. Who's going to take over for Biden? What's the Democrats' bench? Who would you want on the Democrat side to lead the country? Hillary Clinton? Elizabeth Warren? Kamala Harris, for goodness sakes? Who? How many defectors did they have? Andrew Lang left? Tulsi Gabbard left? Many others are going, I don't want anything to do with this party. How many Democrats left their party in the 2020 election? 16 million. 16 million. And they claim Joe Biden got more votes than any other president. Ridiculous. So we've got the battle royale on our side, but the real battle royale is who's going to take over for these clowns? Who's going to be the head circus clown? It's insulting that we've got two people that any American would be okay with running the country. I mean, I have a friend that can't stand DeSantis, and she backs it up. I like Ron. I have people that don't like Trump. I like Trump. I would have a beer with both of them. I would vacation with them. I go to their events. They're nice people. There are probably Democrats that I would go to Van Jones's party. You know, I mean, seems like a reasonable guy. I don't think we'd be, I mean, I could even say we wouldn't be good friends. But the point is, I don't have to agree with you 100% to hang out with you. I wouldn't go to Barack Obama stuff. I'm not an Obama fan. I think he's a fake. He's a fraud. I don't like frauds. I think Van Jones legitimately believes what he believes. Anyway, the point is this. There's this setup that the Republicans are, ooh, Donald Trump's going to get a challenger. Look at him. And they're touting Nikki Haley. Every time you turn, Nikki Haley said this. Who cares? Nikki Haley is not going to get enough votes. Honestly? Oh, there was a poll. She got 16%. Trump got 70, whatever. Nikki Haley gets 16%, and this guy Vivek gets 5%. And, oh, they're going to search. They will be nobodies in the scheme of things. They got to have somebody run against Trump. Where's Bolton, by the way? Didn't he declare?
I can't let Donald Trump be president again. I've got to run. I'll save the nation, Bolton.
I mean, let me just make up a name. Benjamin Rasmussen. Going back to my Lecter. Watch too much Lecter. Yeah, he'll be the next president. If Bolton is. Last time I saw Benjamin Rasmussen, or whatever his name was, his head was in a jar in Silence of the Lambs. So it tells you how much I believed that Bolton would be president. Or Nikki Haley, or Vivek Ramaswamy. No, they're not going to make it. DeSantis, maybe, but I don't think so. I don't believe he will. And it isn't a negative. I think Donald Trump has a huge following. And you know what the Republicans don't want? They don't want to recognize it. I already talked about Marjorie Taylor Greene on another broadcast. I said, why do you want to disregard? You throw away the warriors. Marjorie Taylor Greene is a competent version of AOC. You might not like her. You can mock her. Oh, you know, she's real fit. She's big into her fitness and whatever else. You can mock her. You can do whatever you want. She's a perfect voice for us. She's willing to speak up. And the Democrats hate her, which is all you should need to decide you want to support her. But we throw them away.
Oh, he or she doesn't have the look. They don't have that thing we're looking for. That Romney, that Paul Ryan.
People are insane. Look, I trained fighters for a lot of years. Was one. I know what to look for. I was telling my son the other day, there's a walk in baseball that I know that kid can play. There's a walk go, that guy can run. There are things in life to tell you. Yeah, I was talking to my son. I said, do you think I know how to pick whatever sport or what? He goes, yeah. I go, why? He goes, experience. You're exactly right. You have enough experience, conservatives, to pick your warriors. And you've done it. You pick Trump. You support Marjorie Taylor Greene. You support Rand Paul. You support Ted Cruz. We have a bench. They have nothing to support. In fact, as you know, my famous saying, Democrats are the only animal on the planet that want their weakest to lead. Well, let me tell you, in the real world, the weak don't lead. They don't get to lead. The strong push them out. I'm not talking about just the physical strong. I'm talking about the mentally strong. We push them out because in order for civilization to progress, you got to have the best. So unless you count cheating and conniving and backstabbing, the left brings nothing to the party. The left dumbs people down. The left commits infanticide. The left demoralizes. They do nothing that would lend you to believe, oh, boy, our civilization is going to thrive with them. It wants boys to be girls and girls to be boys. How's that going to work out? Anyway, I'll say all this because I want to talk about this battle royale that's looming between Trump and DeSantis, so they claim. And it is to some degree, but I want to play this clip. Actually, we're not going to be able to play it right now, but because we've run out of time. But I'll play it coming in, and then we're going to talk about this battle royale. But I tell you what, we can play the DeSantis clip. It's short enough, right? Here's DeSantis being asked about his nicknames, and he's on Piers Morgan.
What's your favorite nickname that Trump's given you so far? Is it Ron the Sanctimonious or Meatball Ron?
Well, I can't.
Even he went off Meatball Ron.
I don't know how to spell the Sanctimonious. I don't really know what it means, but I kind of like it's long. It's got a lot of vowels. I mean, so we go with that. That's fine. You know, you can call me whatever you want. I mean, just as long as you also call me a winner.
So that's DeSantis getting ahead of the nickname stuff, because I got to tell you, Ron the Sanctimonious is really funny. That's very clever and very funny. And I can tell you this. I like that Ron DeSantis is playing it off. But don't think it's going to go away. Donald Trump is too big at branding. And he's also very good at analysis. And he's looking at Florida and probably has a bit of opposition research on DeSantis. And he knows what's going on. And I personally, as I said this on my TV show, I hope that they come together and we can get away from the bickering, because the real problem for the in politics, the Democrats, they're the ones that are having the problem. But when we come back, I do want to take a look at what is going on between these two, and we're going to play a clip that I mentioned earlier between the where Lindsey Graham's being asked about Trump by Al Franken.
Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The CEO of TikTok got an earful on Capitol Hill today.
TikTok has repeatedly chosen the path for more control, more surveillance, and more manipulation.
Your platform should be banned.
Washington Republican Kathy McMorris Rogers, chair of the House Energy and Commerce Committee, speaking to TikTok CEO Xiao Chu. He said that TikTok is not controlled by the Chinese government. The New York grand jury that's been hearing evidence against former President Trump will not hear anything new today. The panel will meet again next on Monday. Last week, Trump said he would be arrested this week. This is the third in what the union says will be the final day of that strike against the Los Angeles school district. And it's a day of strikes all over France as people protest President Macron's decision to raise the retirement age from 62 to 64. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You said this week that these charges or this the charges in New York might actually help Trump. What did you mean by that?
I think, well, the Republicans will help Trump because the Cyrus Vance was the previous prosecutor. He looked at this and said, no, thank you. And the U.S. attorney looked at it and said, no, thank you. And this guy comes along, Alvin Bragg, and he's now going to prosecute Trump, taking a misdemeanor to a felony by merging two statutes that have never been used before. It's in New York, and most people on our side think it's a never-ending effort to take a wrecking ball to Trump. So, yeah, I think it'll help him.
Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. With Lindsey Graham. He's on a Comedy Central with Al Franken. And you know what? I'm happy to see Republicans going into the lion's den and talking about things. We need to do more of this. Only problem is we need to be doing it on our shows and having leftists come in and talk with our, you know, our stuff. Why is there not a conservative on Comedy Central? You know the answer. I'm going to tell you, we're building a network through Wimkin and Spreely and others. These networks are coming together, and they're going to start featuring a lot of great conservative talent. And you guys make this happen. It's up to conservatives to say, we want this type of entertainment. I don't know who's going to win in the battle, because there's obviously OAN, there's Real America's Voice, and there's Newsmax. But the people who put something together in the right way are going to be the ones who win this battle. And I think, I'm happy to tell you, I think I'm on the right team for this, because I happen to be one of the team leaders. So expect more on that. But Lindsey Graham is talking with Al Franken, and he says what everybody's thinking. Alvin Bragg, why are you doing this? Doesn't make any sense. Now, that's not why I'm playing the clip. I'm playing the clip because I don't even want to talk about I think it's as ridiculous as Trump's classified documents thing that we're even having the discussion. What I do want to talk about is what's going on between DeSantis and Trump. And this battle that they want to create between the establishment, and I'm going to tell you, there are a lot of establishment Republicans that want DeSantis in there, which is a red flag for a lot of people. I have friends that don't trust DeSantis. They've given me enough research to go, wow, I didn't realize he was against this before he was for it. And as Trump has alluded, he's like, Florida was doing great before DeSantis ever got there. Maybe, maybe not. I think Florida was certainly doing good as a state, but I do believe DeSantis. I was in Florida when it was one of the only states open during the lockdowns. And I remember going, this is the America I remember.
I remember Melissa and I talking about, is this where we need to come move? Because we were sick of being locked down under Ducey in Arizona. And I'm sure you felt the same in your states. So, you know, they're setting this thing up as this battle royale. I hope the two can come together. They can figure it out, because I think a Trump-DeSantis ticket would be amazing. I think Trump would be happy to show DeSantis the ropes. Think about the mistake that DeSantis made on the worldwide front when he chimed in on Ukraine. Now, I know why he did it. He did it because he's got to look more presidential if he's going to run in a presidential race. He's got to get outside of Florida politics and be able to explain what he would be doing on the world stage. And whether he's right or he's wrong, he has to be careful in how he couches things, because he says, you know, we need to just pull out of Ukraine or whatever. There are a lot of people that agree with that, but you got to put it into context. You got to say things like, you know, we're spending a lot of American taxpayer money in Ukraine. I'd like to have some accountability for that money. Because if it's not accountable, if it turns out that Ukraine is as corrupt as people are saying, and the Biden family has gotten us immersed in this war because of the shenanigans of their son and the big guy, then America needs to consider pulling out. Now, see, that's a better way to put that than just, you know, willy-nilly, we got to pull out, I mean, you know, and DeSantis is this bright guy. Don't misunderstand me. He's a smart guy. But he better watch how he's running things, because let me tell you the advantage Trump has. Trump has worldwide experience as both a business person and the president. And he's got a track record of getting people in check. Go look at the GDPs of China and Russia. Anybody that was our enemy, go look at how Trump targeted them. And I talked about it many times. I said, Donald Trump is not a warmonger. He's a market monger. He will go to battle with you over the markets. And we've seen the outcome of that in many ways. I want to play the rest of this clip because, as I said, this is about Trump versus Biden. This is about Trump versus DeSantis. And the battle that really shouldn't be fought between our guys, because there's so many more battles to be fought on the left. Just think of everything that these people have done. They've led us into a banking crisis. We've got Hunter Biden's bank records that we need to be talking about, and I'm going to recap this in another time as well. Hillary Clinton got a slap on the hand for starting the Russian collusion lie. The FBI has yet to pay any. Nobody's paid with their jobs at the FBI. What about the Wuhan lab stuff and everything we're learning about Dr. Fauci, the liar, Fauci the fraud? I could go on. Anyway, let me get this clip, the rest of this clip, because, you know, these guys are talking about Trump versus DeSantis, and Al Franken is the one who brings up DeSantis, and I want you to understand why this is happening.
The number one tradition that's meaningful in this country is the peaceful transition of power. Yes. Right? Mm-hmm. How then can you want a guy who allowed us to go through this violent insurrection?
Right.
Really?
To be president again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let me just say this. The other side of the story is that when President Trump was president, on the things that I care the most about, national security, I thought he did a damn good job. I look at the policies of Trump, and I like the policies of Trump, and at the end of the day, he's got to prove to people, not me, that he's able to lead us again, and that will be a challenge for him, and that will be a challenge for Biden to say, give me four more years after the last four. We'll see what happens.
Well, I think Biden wins that, but we don't have to say yes.
Can we bet?
Yeah, how much?
$20. Get back to the point. You've got to come to grips with the idea. A lot of Americans believe that Trump was a good president, but they don't like what he did or what he said. And this is going to be a real contest in 2024. It will be a real contest, my friend.
Well, I think the Florida governor is going to make it a real contest. With
No, we got a deep bench on our side. We have a deep bench.
And so do we. I made him speechless. This is a highlight of
my life. He's done it. He's done it.
Now, again, notice Al Franken, he chimes in with this, how do you not allow for the peaceful transfer of power? Trump did allow for the peaceful transfer of power, despite knowing he got cheated. And what happens when Al Franken and many other people have to blow up J6? You want to know why we're talking about Stormy Daniels? You want to know why we're talking about Trump in the New York AG going to arrest Donald Trump and all the other things that are happening? Is because they don't want to face what really is happening with January 6th. See? He just continued the lie as we were getting to the truth. We can't let them get away with this. We must stay vigilant. Banking crisis. I mentioned it. Hunter Biden's bank records. Hillary Clinton's slap on the wrist. Wuhan lab. What else? There's 15 other things. Look, are these little? These are not little things. These are big things that are going on. Hunter Biden's bank records, number just by themselves. Is that not a big enough thing, particularly if his daddy is the big guy? And of course we know he is. Is that not enough? Of course it is. The banking crisis, FTX, where'd that money go that they put, all that money they put into the Democratic Party? SVB, Silicon Valley Bank, $73 million they gave to Black Lives Matter. How about we recover that money? Black Lives Matter, I'm told, has raised $83 billion. That's a pretty serious dent in reparations, isn't it? I don't know if that's the case. Look it up. But if it is, where's that money going? Shouldn't we be getting, certainly $73 million should go back to the investors and the FDIC on this failed bank of SVB. Is that, is anybody waged that as a person, as a thing to do, a possibility? How about just getting some of the money back from Black Lives Matter anyway? Go woke, go broke. How many crises do we have? We got drag queen hour in schools. Education system is broken. They teach nothing but social justice nonsense. And what are we talking about? Some prostitute stripper who's well past her expiration date and in a situation that had nothing to do with the presidency. There's no national security at stake here. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move
goodness.
On. Where'd you learn to bank anyway? Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Yes, ma'am.
Eddie from the Sports Standard. We wanted to know what your thoughts are on the rumored Trump indictment, and if you have any role in it, if charges are brought on him, will you have any role in extradition to New York?
So I've seen rumors swirl. I have not seen any facts yet, and so I don't know what's going to happen. But I do know this. The Manhattan district attorney is a Soros-funded prosecutor. And so he, like other Soros-funded prosecutors, they weaponize their office to impose a political agenda on society at the expense of the rule of law and public safety. He has downgraded over 50% of the felonies to misdemeanors. He says he doesn't want to even have jail time for the vast, vast majority of crimes. And what we've seen in Manhattan is we've seen the crime rate go up, and we've seen citizens become less safe. And so you're talking about this situation with, and look, I don't know what goes into paying hush money to a porn star to secure silence over some type of alleged affair. I can't speak to that. But what I can speak to is that if you have a prosecutor who is ignoring crimes happening every single day in his jurisdiction, and he chooses to go back many, many years ago to try to use something about porn star hush money payments, you know, that's an example of pursuing a political agenda and weaponizing the office. And I think that that's fundamentally wrong.
Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson here. That was Ron DeSantis. And you notice he threw a little shade on Trump. I don't know what goes into paying hush money to a porn star. And I think that was intentional. And that's okay, because it wasn't completely mean-spirited, and it can be interpreted either way. He could be very innocently making that statement. He goes on to talk about what these politicized AGs who were funded by George Soros, and this is what Eric Holder was working on during the various election cycles. That's why a congressman, Keith Ellison, became the AG of Minnesota. He gave up his spot as a congressman to become an AG so he could essentially persecute and prosecute conservatives and implement a leftist agenda in Minnesota. Trust me, it's happening. And it's happening all over the country. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are with me. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. That was a follow-on to us talking about this battle royale that they want to wage between Trump and DeSantis. And he made this prior to the supposed day Trump was going to get arrested, and then all the subsequent developments since then. But I will tell you, that's not going to end. Trump, there's nothing that's going to happen to Trump over this thing. It's nonsense. Watch what happens to the AG. Watch what happens to the New York AG. His career is not going to end up where he thinks it is. Look at the Stephanie Rawlings Blakes of, you probably don't remember the name. She was the mayor of Baltimore. Look at the former mayor of D.C. All these supposed, people that were put in by leftists for all the wrong reasons, ethnocentric, racist, they're all anti-Trump, etc., careers in the toilet. Nowhere near their profile. This guy, I'm going to tell you right now, Democrats, there are many Democrats who don't like what he's doing. They understand what's happening there. I don't want to belittle that, because I want to get through some of these other things. I mentioned also in the previous segment about Silicon Valley Bank and the $73 million that they spent on Black Lives Matter. Here's a clip on that. I'm glad my producers are able to find this.
According to amazing new analysis from the Claremont Institute, Silicon Valley Bank, brace yourself, spent more than $73 million on donations to BLM and related organizations. Wow! And this is not personal funds. Apparently, these are bank funds. Might be kind of nice to have that money now. But it's hard to argue, even in retrospect, now that SVB has failed, that was a bad investment. Because even now, as banks are collapsing, no one in media is anxious to criticize banks, almost no matter what they do. It doesn't matter what they do.
And in another attempt to expose what we're dealing with here, with all of these different things that are happening around the country, the left is covering up their tracks. I want to play this clip, and this is Elise Stefanik, a congresswoman, and she's grilling the FBI director Ray over producing witnesses. And we shouldn't even have to do this. It should just be, yeah, of course you're going to get the witnesses. But listen to the who shot John. He finally says, yeah, okay, I'm going to do it. But listen to how she has to drag it out of him.
want to shift gears here regarding Judiciary Committee. I serve on the select subcommittee there, and this committee has made 50 different requests for information and documents concerning the operations and the actions of the FBI. And to date, the FBI has not complied with the Judiciary Committee's long outstanding requests for information and documents. The FBI is accountable to Congress and by extension the American people. Responding to this routine oversight is the bare minimum. And today, the FBI failed to send a witness to the Judiciary Committee hearing, saying that we had this hearing happening. Can you commit to sending a witness before the next Judiciary Committee subcommittee hearing on March 28th?
We're happy to work with you on making sure we
can you commit to
available.
Provide a witness?
We will, of course, make people available to the committee.
But you didn't make people available today. This is the base minimum. The agencies need to provide witnesses. Can I get a commitment? Yes, you will provide a witness.
We will work with you to make people available.
That's not a yes. So for the American people, you are having the FBI director refuse to provide a witness. Just say yes.
I'm not refusing to provide a witness. I want to be clear on that. I said we will work with you to make somebody available.
So, great. So someone will be made available.
Yes.
Yes, thank you. That's all I wanted, a yes.
Now, you may say, oh, it seems like it's a technicality. It's not a technicality. A witness was supposed to be at that particular hearing. They didn't provide one. They hadn't provided 50 requests for information for documents. She's saying, when are we going to get that? And he finally, we will make people available. No, not people, witnesses, actual people who can respond to what our questions are. That's the difficulty we have just getting answers out of this stupid government. And here's I think we've got a clip of, was it Jim Jordan? Okay, yeah. So Jim Jordan about the Biden suppressing information. And here that clip is.
About Twitter. Twitter. And even with Twitter, you cannot find actual evidence of any direct government censorship of any lawful speech. And when I say lawful, I mean non-criminal speech, because plenty of speech is non-criminal.
I'll give you one. Gentlemen's time to expire. I'd ask unanimous consent to enter into the record the following email from Clark Humphrey, Executive Office of the Presidency, White House Office, January 23rd, 2021, that's the Biden administration, 4:39 a.m. Hey, folks, this goes to Twitter. Hey, folks, one and two, use the term Mr. Goldman just used. One and two flag, the below tweet, and I'm wondering if we can get moving on the process for having it removed ASAP.
Boom.
That is.
Could you read the below tweet?
And then if we can keep an eye out for tweets that fall in this same genre, that would be great. This is a tweet on the very issue that Thomas
can you Massey brought. For the fullness of the record, can you read the, because I've not seen this, can you read the tweet that it's referencing?
I don't have the tweet here with me, but the gentleman's point was, tell us, you said no time did government try to tell Twitter to take that, to explicitly remove something. And
no, I said explicitly remove lawful speech. Lawful speech. We're going to conflate. The First Amendment is not absolute.
Twitter, this is something from Robert Kennedy Jr.
But for the record,
I assume that's lawful
speech. It's a point of order, Mr. Chair.
Because Robert Kennedy Jr. said it, that's why it's lawful speech.
Just a minute, Mr. Goldman.
All I'm saying is, you said at no time did the government explicitly say to take a tweet down. Here we have it, right here,
from
the White House. They couldn't even wait 2 days. 2 days into this administration, they were asked Twitter to take something down, and we will get you the underlying tweet.
Thank you.
That I recognize the gentlelady from New York.
Will you place it into the record as well, sir? The underlying tweet?
Robert Kennedy Jr. He's talking about Hank Aaron's death after he received the vaccine.
Now, that particular clip we discussed because here's Goldman, or whatever his name was, essentially saying, well, show me, lawful speech. Lawful versus what? Unlawful? And I remind you, these are Twitter files. These are what Jim Jordan is giving them is evidence of suppression. And this guy wants to fight it. By the way, a very wealthy Democrat who is so detached from reality and lives in the bubble of ignorance that all leftists live in. And he's fighting Jim Jordan as Jim Jordan is presenting evidence. And that lawful thing is what bugs me the most. This guy believes that there is unlawful speech. and he's the purveyor of what's lawful and unlawful. What did we find out? They were the purveyors of misinformation.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.